It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And welcome back at Duncan Field. Hastings College winning the first game today over Morningside by a score of 4-2. The second ball game just now getting underway. In fact, Jacob Lamaro, the first batter for Morningside, has been hit by a pitch right off the bat by Xander Schmidt. So the second ball game is underway. Hastings winning the first contest by a score of 4-2. The second ball game's in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, scheduled for 9 innings here this season. There's a ground ball towards second. Jake Steets picks it up. He goes to first. That's in time, but the base runner, Lamaro, runs down to second place on the play. So Blake Meekum, he grounds out to the second baseman, Jake Steets, and that's going to bring up Nate Clark next. Basically, the same starting lineups here in game two as we saw in game number one here today, with the exception of the both pitchers, Xander Schmidt throwing here for Hastings. And it's going to be Jared Sorensen for the Morningside Mustangs. So Xander Schmidt, a right-hander, throwing here for the Broncos in game number two. He throws a strike to the plate here. No balls and one strike to Nate Clark. So Lamaro, he got aboard by and hit by a pitch. Blake Meekum, he grounds out to second base. And now Nate Clark, the third baseman up here, a right-handed hitter from Morningside. Xander will work from the stretch. And here comes the off-speed stuff to the plate. That's going to be up high for a ball. Xander doesn't throw the ball extremely hard here. He's not going to overpower anybody. He's going to have to hope for some good defense behind him here today. One ball and one strike. Hastings with only one error in game number one here today. 1-1 the count. One man out for Morningside in the top half of the first inning. Next pitch is going to be a strike in the outside corner. 1-2 the count. Nolan Hoff, the second baseman, will bat in the number four position here today. Ryan DeFries, the left fielder, will bat fifth. Then we'll see Cole Hogerson, the right fielder. Ryan Moore, the designated hitter in game two. Cole Chapin, the shortstop, and Eric Solomonson, the catcher, batting in the number nine position. Next ball is going to be popped up. First base side is going to get out of play. Giving chase is Michael Lockerbie, but no play on the ball there. Hastings defensively going with Ryan Schrott at third base, Jake Steets at second base. Lockerbie is over at first base. Left fielder is Nick Williams. Ty O'Brien is going to be at shortstop. Right fielder is going to be Tanner Campbell. Eric Anderson stays behind the plate for the Broncos in game number two. It's a called third strike is called up there on Nate Clark, and he goes down on a strikeout. On the mound, you've got to Xander Schmidt out there for Hastings. Donato Santos out there in the center field. So now there's two men out for Morningside here in the top half of the first inning with a man on at second base. That's Lamaro. As Nolan Hoff comes to the plate next. Hoff is the second baseman batting in this number four position. Hoff into a double play the first time around. In that first ball game, grounded out once and struck out once. So he was 0-3 against Cuda and the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch by Xander. That's going to be popped up and is getting out of play. 1-1 the count. Hastings College softball team, we understand, picked up a winner in the opening game of their two-game series out at Sioux Center, Iowa today. Hastings beating Dort in the first game of two by a score of 9-8. Broncos fell behind in that ball game early and then came back to beat Dort 9-8. There's a ground ball to third. Grabbing it there is going to be Schrott, and he goes across the diamond. It's going to be in time, so Hastings getting out of the inning here with no damage done after we gave up a run in the first inning in game number one today. Nolan Hoff is throwing out from third to first. So Morningside out of the first inning. They score no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score of Morningside nothing, Hastings nothing.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, bottom half of the first inning. We'll get to the batting order, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings is going to go with Drew McGee leading things off. He'll be the designated hitter here in game number two. Ryan Schrod, the third baseman, will bat second. Jake Steets, the second baseman, he'll bat third. Michael Lockerbie, the first baseman, he'll bat fourth. Nick Williams, the left fielder, will bat fifth. Ty O'Brien, the shortstop, will bat sixth today. Tanner Campbell, the right fielder, will bat seventh. Then we'll see Eric Anderson, the catcher, and Donato Santos, the center fielder, with Xander Schmidt on the mound this afternoon for Hastings in game number two. Your batting order brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So here's Drew McGee leading things off, and he singles the center field. Picking up on the hop out there for Morningside is going to be Jacob Lamoro. So Drew McGee leads off with a single. Hastings had seven base hits in game number one today, and beating Morningside by a score of 4-2. That's a big win to get the conference season started for the Broncos against one of the teams expected to challenge for the conference championship this year in Morningside. Ryan Schrod comes to the plate next. He is the third baseman. He squares around the bunt, leaves it out in front of the plate. Nice one. Picked up there by the catcher. He goes to first base by the catcher, and the sacrifice works. The catcher and Eric Solomonson comes out and retrieves the ball, gets it to first base. That's in time, but Ryan Schrod lays down the sacrifice. That works. Moves along the base runner to second base. Jake Steets coming to the plate next. Steets is the second baseman. Now Hastings has got a base runner on. A base runner on at second base. And Steets will take a look at a breaking pitch there that misses. Outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Jake Steets, the number three hitter in the batting order here for Hastings College, up there for the first time here in the second half of our twin bill. Jared Sorensen throwing here for Morningside. There's another pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. And the count now at one ball and one strike to Steets. Jake, in the first ball game, he struck out once. He had a single, and he flew out to right field once. So he was 1-for-3 at the plate officially for the Broncos in game number one. 1-1 the count. Here comes the next pitch. It could be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Solomonson, but he comes out to retrieve it and gets it back to the pitcher, Jared Sorensen. The count of two balls and one strike just underway here in game number two. Hastings again winning the first one by a score of 4-2. This one will go 9 innings. That's what they voted on during the offseason. The first halves of doubleheaders this year will go 7. The second halves will go 9. There's a ball hit right back up through the middle. It's off with the glove of the pitcher. Retrieved there by the catcher, Chapin, rather the shortstop, Chapin. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. But the base runner moves over to third base. That's going to be McGee. Steets is thrown out of the play from shortstop to first. As that ball was hit off of the glove of Sorensen, the pitcher. Retrieved there by Chapin at shortstop. Michael Lockerbie comes to the plate next for Hastings. He is the first baseman. Lockerbie struck out once, had that two-run single in the third inning of play. That was a blooper to right field, and he flew out to left field in his three plate appearances there in that first half of the doubleheader. Pitch comes to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Michael Lockerbie up there for Hastings here in the first inning with a chance to drive home the first run of the ball game. Drew McGee is down there at third base. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 2-0 the count. So Jared Sorensen throwing here for Morningside in game number two here today. There's a ball that's going to be popped up as he got out of play. Sorensen so far this year has a record of 2 wins, no losses. He's making his 9th appearance of the season. He's thrown 28 innings so far for Morningside, giving up 24 hits and 10 runs. 9 of those have been earned. 16 base on balls, 16 strikeouts. Teams are batting 250 against him. So Morningside essentially came to town today, throwing their numbers 3 and 4 pitchers, with Doan coming up in a doubleheader tomorrow. There's a strike there on the outside corner for Michael Lockerbie, and the count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Now Morningside will play Doan tomorrow. They're saving their their top two pitchers for the Tigers tomorrow, but they suffer a loss here in the first ball game there. There's a ground ball to short Chapin. Backhands the ball long through the first base, a little bit off of the bag, but the tag is made there at first base by Blake Meekum, and the inning is over as Lockerbie is tagged out. So Lockerbie is throwing out from short to first, and the inning is over for Hastings. They score no runs on a base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the top of the second inning with a score, Hastings nothing, Morningside nothing.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska and Texas are playing today at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning. No score today between Texas and Nebraska. Huskers winning game number one of the series last night. We got the action on the breeze. KOIQ 94.5. Bronco basketball, Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Second half of the doubleheader. Hastings winning the first ball game today by a score of 4-2 over Morningside. Mustangs up to the plate now here in inning number two with Xander Schmidt on the mound for Hastings. Ryan DeFries is at the plate. Fouls away the last pitch. He's sitting at one ball and one strike. So it's Ryan DeFries, also Cole Algerson, and also Ryan Moore coming to the plate here for Morningside. There's a big swing and a miss by Ryan DeFries, and the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes. Xander, he's only thrown 4 1/3 innings coming into the ball game here today. No wins, no losses on the season. Next pitch from Xander Schmidt's going to be down low for ball. In fact, it gets away from the catcher for Hastings, Eric Anderson. Comes over here to the third base side. Kind of sitting at two balls and two strikes now to Holgerson. Xander, he's given up 5 hits and 1 run. That 1 run was earned. He's got 3 strikeouts. He's got 2 walks so far during his 4 1/3 innings out there. Team's batted 294 against him. His ERA is officially at 2.08. Xander got a strikeout in the first inning of play and hit a batter. Gave up no hits. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again on the third base side. So 3 balls and 2 strikes now to Ryan DeFries with Algerson in the on-deck circle. Ryan DeFries is up there. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Hastings with 7 runs in the first, or 7 hits in the first ball game and 4 runs. Just enough offense to beat Morningside 4-2 in the opener. Andrew Kuda threw a great ball game today for Hastings in game number one. Next pitch going to be fouled away back out of the play. And the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrew Kuda, the Sandy Creek product, he comes on, no walks, 3 strikeouts today. He gives us 7 base hits and picks up the win. He is now 6-1 on the season. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. Ryan DeFries heads down to first base on the free pass there. And now Xander has hit a man in the first inning, and now he's walked a man to lead off the second inning of play. Cole Haugerson comes to the plate next. He is the right fielder for Morningside. He will bat from the left right-handed side. Haugerson in the first ball game for Morningside. He flew out once, grounded out once, and had a base hit. So he's 1 out of 3 so far here in this series with Hastings. Haugerson started the day for Morningside. Check out his average. He was at 3.48 coming in here. Pitch to him here. He's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing at 1 to Cole Halgerson. So Ryan Trott is down here at third base for Hastings. Ty O'Brien is at shortstop. Jake Steets, he's at second base with Michael Lockerby over there at first base. Xander Schmidt on the mound. Eric Anderson behind the plate. Next pitch is scooped up out of the dirt by Anderson. Down there for a ball, 1-1 the count. Out in the outfield for Hastings, you've got Nick Williams out in left field. Donato Santos out there in center. Tanner Campbell is out in right field here in the second half of the doubleheader. As the next pitch is going to be fouled down to first base side. And the count remains at 1-2. Bronco baseball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. 1-2 the count here to the number six hitter for Morningside in their batting order, Cole Halgerson. Bat is on at first base. That's DeFreeze. Next pitch here by Xander Schmidt's going to be down low and again off of the chest protector of the catcher, Eric Anderson, as he goes out and retrieves the ball to the right side of the plate. He got even up at 2-2. Xander Schmidt, the sophomore throwing here, the former Hastings St. Cecilia product for Hastings College. Next pitch is down low. Quick throw down to first base. That's not in time. Anderson throws that one from his knees behind the dish. Not in time to catch the base runner down there, Ryan DeFreeze. Down at the plate now is at 3-2. Wind blowing in from center field here this afternoon. It's picked up maybe from the start of the ball games here this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch hit toward third. That's going to be in foul territory. And the count remains at 3-2. It was 49 degrees. That's a game time here this afternoon. It's warmed up into the 50s now and a very enjoyable day for spring baseball here in Hastings for the conference opener between Morningside and Hastings, with the Broncos winning the first ball game 4-2 today. Throw over to first base again. DeFreeze is back in there for Morningside. DeFreeze is stealing bases this year, 5 out of 7 for the Mustangs. There he goes at first base. The pitch is hit on the ground. That's going to be a base hit in the left field. Nick Williams will pick it up out there for Hastings, but the runner is going on the pitch. DeFreeze is down there at second base. Cole Halgerson, he gets a base hit here for Morningside, and now the Mustangs have got two runners on here in the second inning of play, and Ryan Moore will come to the plate next. Ryan Moore is the designated hitter for Morningside in this ball game. He came on as a pinch hitter in the first ball game in the top half of the seventh inning and lined one right back to the first baseman, Lockerby, to end the game. So Moore is in there now as the DH here in game number two. Moore is now 0-2 from the plate this season. A left-handed hitter as he waits on the pitch here from Xander Schmidt. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 to Moore. Cole Chapin, the shortstop, would be next. Eric Solomonson, the catcher, would follow him in the number 9 position. Morningside with base runners on at first and second base. No score in the second half with a doubleheader today. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. So 2-0 here. Ryan Moore, big kid. He steps in there from the left-hand side. Waiting on the pitch here from Xander Schmidt. Here it comes. It's going to be a strike on the inside corner. Throws a fastball there. Ryan Moore, the transfer from Western Washington University. 2-1 now to Moore. He's in the number 7 position of the batting order for the Mustangs. Base runners taking their leads at first and second base. There's a ball hit to center field. Almost took the head off of Schmidt. It's into center field. Picked up by Santos. One run is going to score as the run comes in from third base. And Morningside is on the scoreboard. Ryan Moore delivers up a single to center field and a hard hit ball right back up through the middle. So an RBI single there from Ryan Moore scores Ryan DeFreeze from second base. No problems as the throw came in there from the center fielder, Donato Santos. So Morningside again breaks out on top here in the ball game, much like they did in game number one. Algerson ends up at second base now for Morningside. Ryan Moore is on at first base. It's a 1-0 ball game. The Mustangs have the lead, and now Cole Chapin comes up there next. He is a shortstop. He'll bat from the left-handed side. He kind of pokes a bunt out here, and it's going to be fouled on the third base side. So no balls and 1-1 now to Cole Chapin. He played in the first ball game as well for Morningside. Chapin was 0-2 in the ball game earlier today. Grounded out once, and he reached on an error. 1-0 the score. Morningside with a lead over Hastings here in game number two. Chapin is behind on the count of no balls and one strike. Xander Schmitz working here for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be bunted out in front of the plate. Picked up there by Schmidt. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So the sacrifice works there. Chapin is retiring the play from pitcher to first. Moving over to third in the play is going to be Haugerson. Moving down to second base in the play is going to be Ryan Moore. And that brings up the number nine guy in the batting order. And Eric Salmonson is the catcher here for Morningside. He did not play in game number one. He's got a batting average of .231 in the season. He's got six base hits and 26 trips to the plate. And now Steve Sponberg is going to make an early visit to the mound here for Hastings College. Salmonson, a .231 hitter, 6 out of 26 from the plate. He's got one double to his credit, 3 RBIs. He's walked one time, and he has struck out 5 times. So now Steve Sponberg is going to make sure everybody's on the right page here with one man out in the second inning of play. A 1-0 ball game as the Mustangs have struck here in inning number two. Bronco baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College softball team winners over Dort earlier today in Sioux Center 9-8. They're playing their second half of the doubleheader right now. Nebraska and Texas, they remain scoreless in the bottom of the sixth inning. They're at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. Action today on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Hard hit ball to center. Santos settles under it, makes the catch. The runner tags from third base. Here comes the throw in, it's cut off. The run comes in to score. Salmonson, he lines out or actually flies out to the center fielder, Santos. It was deep enough as Haugerson comes in from third to score. That produces another run for the Morningside Mustangs, and now it's a 2-0 ball game. At the top of the order comes up there next. There's Jacob Lamaro coming to the plate next for Morningside. He was hit by a pitch to start off the second half of the twin bill here today. There's a throw to second base. That was close. Getting back in there was Ryan Moore. Shortstop Ty O'Brien coming over to try to pick him off there at second base. O'Brien now plays behind the base runner there at second. That's Moore. Xander Schmidt will look that way. Delivers one to the plate. There's a ball hit right to Lockerbie at first. Goes over and touches the bag, and the inning is over. Lamaro, he grounds out to the first baseman, Michael Lockerbie, to end the inning. But Morningside, they come up with two runs in the second inning of play. Two runs on two base hits. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro Advantages and to request a free quote for a custom design building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings since 1969.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here today on 1230 KHAS. G-Pack swinging into action today. Scores across the conference in the first half of two games today at the respective sites. Northwestern, they beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 11-1 in Lincoln. Hastings with a win here over Morningside, 4-2. Briar Cliff beat Midland in the first half with a doubleheader today in the Sioux City by a score of 5-1. And it was Doan winners over Mount Marty by a score of 3-0. Other action, Dort is playing at Concordia today. All those teams playing their second halves of the doubleheaders now. Softball action. It was Hastings over Dort by a score of 9-8. Hastings College trailing here in the second half of the twin bill. 2-0 is the score. We're in the top or bottom half of the second inning. Nick Williams is at the plate here for Hastings. He has fallen behind. No balls and two strikes as he's fouled away his first couple of pitches. And now takes a called third strike. Williams fouls away the first two pitches down the third base side and then takes a called third strike. We've seen that quite often here this afternoon. Nick Williams strikes out. That's going to be strikeout number one in the ball game for Jared Sorensen for Morningside. And that's going to bring up Ty O'Brien next. He is the shortstop. Takes a look at the pitch there. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Ty O'Brien in the first game today grounded out once, grounded out again, and had a single in the sixth inning and scored a run. Hits that one right to third base. Nate Clark bobbles it, picks it back up, and throws it to first in time by a half a step. Nate Clark had it right in his glove. It drops out of there. He picks it up off of the skin portion of the infield and gets it over to first baseman Blake Meekum just in time to catch Ty O'Brien. So he is thrown out of the play from third to first. Tanner Campbell comes up there next. He is the right fielder. Campbell batting in the number 7 position here in game number 2. He was 0-for-3 in the opener today. Struck out once, flew out to left field, and reached on an error. So Tanner Campbell up there for the fourth time here in this doubleheader today, here in the second inning of play. Pitch there is way up high, and leaping out of his stance like a jack-in-the-box was the catcher, Eric Stallmanson. 2-0 now to Tanner Campbell for Hastings. Sweating on the pitch, he pops this one out to the outfield. Moving over across the foul line is the left fielder giving chase. That's way over there, Ryan DeVries. He can't catch up with it. It falls out there in the Bronco bullpen. So the count goes to 2-1. In fact, Steve Sponberg has already got a man warming up out there in the Bronco bullpen just in case Xander Schmidt has problems in the next inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hitting about the same spot out there in the Bronco bullpen. Look out. It falls out there. Patrick Williamson is warming up out there for Hastings in the bullpen. A product out of Centennial, Colorado, just in case Xander runs into problems. There's a ground ball towards second. Hoff has got it. He goes to first, and that's going to be in time. He had to go over near the bag. It's second to grab that one, so the play was a little closer than normal over there at first base. Tanner Campbell goes down second to first, and the Broncos go down in order here in the second inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third with a score of Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
This year at the Vital Signs Health Fair, check your vision, hearing, height and weight, and dispose of unused medications for free. Today, Amber Alerts, missing or runaway children are a big concern. Keep your child safe by participating in the Mason's Child Identification Program. All children 18 and younger can participate. Families receive a free kit with a picture, video interview, fingerprints, and a DNA swab. All good reasons to attend the Vital Signs Health Fair this weekend at the Adams County Fairgrounds, 7 to 1 each day.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
You've been waiting all winter for it, and here it is. Savings Madness from Furniture Direct. An event loaded with the items you want, like Beautyrest Queen Firm Sets for $4.99, or recharge on a Beautyrest Queen Pillow Top Set for $7.99 with free local delivery. Ask about our 24 months no-interest financing. Save like mad now at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Briarcliff going to be in town tomorrow. Team out of Sioux City. They got Hastings beginning at noon tomorrow. We'll have coverage here on 1230 KHAS. Should be another great day weather-wise. So make plans to come out to the ballpark. Get the season started. The Great Plains Athletic Conference season. Hastings picking up a win in the opener here today over Morningside 4-2. Xander Schmidt comes back out. He'll throw inning number 3 here for Hastings. Blake Meekum is the first baseman. He'll lay down a bunt down the third baseline. It's going to curve over into foul territory. He'll come back to the plate here. No balls in one strike. Meekum, he grounded out his first time up there in inning number 1. Meekum in game number 1 today had a single in the first. Flew out to right field in the third. Grounded out in the sixth inning of play. So he was 1-for-3 in the first game today. Blake Meekum comes back and grabs the club. Ready to go here in the right-hand batter's box. Meekum started the day with a batting average of .385. He had a couple of home runs, 17 RBIs. Takes a whack at that one, just gets a piece of it and sends it back to the concrete wall. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Morningside was attempting to win their 20th ball game of the season, the opener today, but dropped one to Hastings 4-2, so they're now 19-7 in the season. There's the ball is going to be popped up. Drifting back will be the second baseman, Steets, in the edge of the outfield, and he's going to grab that one for the out. So Meekum is going to fly out to Steets at second base to record the out here in the third inning. Nate Clark comes up to the plate next. Clark, he struck out his first time up there. In the first game, though, he was 2-for-3. Had a couple of singles in the ball game against the Broncos in the opener. He takes a strike there, and it's nothing and one. Nate Clark started the game with the best batting average on the team at .432. Had 38 base hits and 88 trips to the plate. Coming into the ball game here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now even up at 1-1. Clark has got 15 doubles so far this year. He's got two triples. He's got a home run. He's got 18 RBIs. Clark waiting here on the next pitch. It's going to be hit right to short. O'Brien scoops it up like a vacuum. Goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. Nate Clark is thrown out of the play from short to first. Hastings has played extremely well defensively here today. They had just one miscue in game number one. So now there's two men out here in the third inning. Nolan Hoff comes to the plate next. He is the second baseman. He grounded out his first time up there. So he's 0-for-1 here in this ball game. Takes a big whack at that one and is swinging a miss way out in front of that pitch. Thrown by Xander Schmidt. Hoff in the first ball game. Hit into a double play, grounded out once, and he struck out once. So he's 0-for today. 0-for-4 during his plate appearances. Squares around the bunt here and takes a fastball. It's going to be down low for a ball. That's now one ball and one strike. Morningside out on top of Hastings here in game number two. The score is 2-0. Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 4-2 here this afternoon. Next pitch is laid out in front of the plate. Foul ball. Again, trying to bunt his way on. Bounds it away here. 1-2 the count. Hastings dressed in their white uniforms here this afternoon with their crimson trim. Morningside is dressed in their gray baseball pants. They got their burgundy or crimson tops. One ball and two strikes the count here. Here's the next one. It's going to be swung on. Hit to O'Brien again at shortstop. Again, he's got it. He goes to first base, and Morningside goes down in order. Here in the third inning of play, and a couple of nice plays there defensively by our shortstop, Ty O'Brien. Morningside scores no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score, Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ all-wheel drive blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Hastings College baseball action here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings 2-0 is the score. As the Broncos will bat here in the bottom half of the third inning, we've got the bottom half of the order coming up as well. Eric Anderson, Donato Santos, and also Drew McGee, numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order to face Jared Sorensen is throwing for Morningside here in game number two. First pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one. Next one is going to be outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. Nebraska and Texas, they are still scoreless in Lincoln. They're in the top half of the seventh inning. No score between Nebraska and Texas. At Haymarket Park, we got the action for you this afternoon. On the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. There's a strike delivered up there on Eric Anderson in the outside corner, 1-2 the count. Anderson is the catcher. It was a catcher in game number one, had a single, grounded out once and grounded out again. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. Count remains at 1-2. Andrew Kuda was the winning pitcher for Hastings in game number one. He's now 6-1 in the season. Cody Selig, he took the loss for Morningside. He's now 4-1. Selig had 6 strikeouts, 2 walks today. Next pitch is a high fastball and a swing and a miss there. Anderson goes down. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game here for Jared Sorensen. First man out for Hastings in the third inning of play, and Donato Santos coming to the plate next. Andrew Kuda again the winner for Hastings in game number one. He had 3 strikeouts, no walks, gave up 7 base hits. Ryan Trott had a couple of base hits for Hastings. Micah Lockerbie, he had 2 RBIs. There's the pitch to Santos. He has to skip away from that one as he scores around the butt in the left-hand batter's box. Pitch is outside the strike zone. 1-0. One man out for Hastings here in the bottom of the third. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from Solomonson. The catcher for Morningside comes trickling over here to the first base dugout. Morningside in that first base dugout here this afternoon, the visitor's side. Hastings over here in the third base side. 2-0. Here comes the next pitch by Sorensen. Again, he jams him inside, and he skips away from that one, and the count goes to 3-0. So 3-0 the count down to Santos, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. Here comes the next pitch, taking all the way. That one sails up high for a ball. So a baseline ball is given up there to the number 9 hitter, Donato Santos. So Hastings gets a base runner for the second time here today. First walk of the ball game given up by Sorensen. Drew McGee comes to the plate next. Drew McGee had a single back there in the first inning of play, was left stranded at third base. Santos now your base runner at first. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball on McGee. And the count is sitting at 1-0. Santos down there at first base for Hastings is 2 out of 5 in stealing bases. Got a good sized lead there as the little guy shakes away from the bag. Throw over there, and he just dives back in there with his right hand on the bag for the tag. No balls and 1 here at the plate on the Drew McGee, who had a single back there in the first inning of play. Here comes the next pitch. Santos stays at the first base. Pitching will be in there for a strike. No balls and 2 now on Drew McGee. Winds continue to blow in from center field here this afternoon at Duncan Field. There's a quick throw over to first base, and again, Santos dives back in there. Northwestern has won today in the GPAC over Nebraska Wesleyan 11-1. Briar Cliff winners over Midland 5-1. Doan, they shut out Mount Marty today by a score of 3-0. Hastings winners over Morningside 4-2 here in the first half of Twin Bills around the state and around the state of Iowa today. Concordia is playing at home against the Dort Defenders. Another action. 1-2 here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on, tapped toward third, foul territory. Clock goes over across the foul line to retrieve it, but back to the batter's box here is going to be Drew McGee for Hastings. 1-2 is the count here on McGee. Ryan Schrod would be next, and we'll see Jake Steets. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0 after winning the opening game today 4-2 over the Mustangs. Here comes the next pitch up high, a quick throw down to first base, and Santos is back in there. So now 2-2 is the count here on Drew McGee. A good-sized crowd on hand here at Duncan Field, basking in the sunshine here for this Saturday. early season matchup between the Mustangs and the Broncos. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It'll be hit on the ground towards short. Chapin goes to second for one over to first base. That's going to be a double play turned by the Mustangs, and they get out of the inning here. So routines 6-4-3, double play. And that's going to be all she wrote for the Broncos here in the bottom half of the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fourth inning here this afternoon with a score of Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
One of the most respected areas of the hospital has always been the OB nursery area. And that was something we all really wanted to continue.
The basis that, you know, the hospital was founded on, to take care of families, and that has always stayed the same.
You know, you've got generations. I can remember one nurse that I worked with. She actually could say, oh, I delivered this person's mother, and go back several generations sometimes.
And I think it's all because they're all focused on the same issue, and that is the patient. Everybody focuses on that patient, no matter what role they play.
And I think that environment is what draws people here. We are getting OB patients that were coming from all over because they had heard such wonderful things about Mary Lanning.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball here today from Duncan Field in Hastings. 2-0 is the score. Morningside has got the lead over the Broncos. And now we head to the top half of the fourth inning. Ryan DeFries, Cole Haugerson, and Ryan Moore scheduled up here for the Stangs. DeFries, Xander Schmidt, and Hastings here this afternoon. So DeFries is up there. He reached on a base on balls and scored a run there in the second inning of play. Here in this second ball game today, as he takes his strike there on the outside corner, nothing and one. Ryan DeFries in game number one, grounded out once, grounded out again, and he had a single in the seventh. Came around to score one of the runs for Morningside. There's the next pitch. He'll be outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. DeFries started the day with a batting average of 302, no home runs, 12 RBIs. He had walked six times, and he had struck out four times. Ground ball to third. Nice play. Schrott has got it. Goes over to first. That's going to be in time. Ryan Schrott moves to his left to grab that ball there, as Ryan DeFries is thrown out of the play from third to first. Cole Haugerson coming up there next for the Stangs. He had a single, scored a run in the second inning of play. Haugerson, he bats here from the left-handed or right-handed side for Morningside. Junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, another transfer kid from Iowa Western Community College. He takes a strike here on the outside corner. No balls and one strike to Cole Haugerson. Xander Schmidt rocks and fires. Next pitch is going to be popped up. First base side, out of play. So Xander gets out on the count. No balls and two strikes. Xander, again, a product from Hastings St. Cecilia. Played Legion baseball the past 4 years here in Hastings and now pitching for Hastings College as a sophomore. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward left field. Going back is going to be Williams. Going back, that's going to be way over his head. That's out near the wall at 370 feet away. The hardest hit ball we've seen today, and pulling up at second base is going to be Haugerson. So Cole Haugerson, he will get a double to a deep left field. So now Morningside has got a base runner again here in the fourth inning. That was the hardest hit ball we've seen all day long today, with the winds blowing in from center field. As Haugerson pulls up at second base with a stand-up double. And now Eric Anderson, the catcher, goes out there to pat Xander Schmidt on the fanny, and he comes back to the dish here. So there's one man out for Morningside here in this fourth inning of play, but they got a base runner on now at second base. Morningside, we told you earlier, they can hit the baseball. 342 is their team batting average. And although they have been playing a conference competition so far, that is only second to Dort in our games played so far. Dort's been hitting the ball at a 357 clip, and Morningside in second place in the batting average category. They're in the G-Pack at 342. Haugerson gets aboard here in the fourth inning of play with a double to left field. This is going to be Ryan Moore coming to the plate next. He had an RBI single in the last inning. He hits that one toward first base. That's going to be in foul territory. And they count now with no balls and two strikes to Ryan Moore. And he was a pinch hitter in game number one today. And lined out to first base to end the inning and to end the ball game. He had an RBI single back there in the second inning. So he's up there for the second time here in game number two today. Next pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. He puts up the stop sign as the ball gets away momentarily from the catcher, Eric Anderson. Runners on at second base. That's Cole Haugerson for Morningside. One ball and two strikes is your count at the plate here on Ryan Moore for the Mustangs. Xander Schmidt gets his sign from his catcher, Anderson. Here's the next pitch. A breaking pitch is going to be popped up and it's going to get out of play. Back at us, so the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Bronco basketball, actually Bronco baseball. Get into the right season here. Bronco baseball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud of team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. 1-2 the count here to Ryan Moore with one man out. Next pitch is going to be delivered here. It's going to be down low for a ball, and it gets away again momentarily from Eric Anderson, the catcher. Runner stays at second base. That's going to be Cole Haugerson. The count here at the plate is now at two balls and two strikes. Hastings winning the opener by a score of 4-2 today. Nebraska and Texas, they're still scoreless in Lincoln. And they're in the top of the eighth inning now. No score between Texas and Nebraska. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count here to Ryan Moore, the number seven hitter in the batting order. Cole Chapin would be next, and Eric Solomonson, the catcher for the Mustangs, looking to add to their 2-0 total here in the second half of the doubleheader. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Xander Schmidt. That ball is going to be hit toward left field. Nick Williams settles under it, makes the catch here for Hastings, and the runner stays at second base. So Moore, he's going to fly out to left field. Nick Williams makes the play on the ball there. Now there's two men out here in the fourth inning. That's going to bring up Cole Chapin next. Chapin is the shortstop. Where's number four in that burgundy uniform here for Morningside? Chapin, he laid down his sacrifice in the second inning of play in the second half of the doubleheader today. Grounded out once, reached on an error, and lined out 0-3 in game number one. There he comes up here to face Xander Schmidt. Knocks it to the right side. Lockerbie comes off of the bag at first. Comes over and touches the bag. And the inning is over. Chapin knocks it on right to the first baseman. Micah Lockerbie had to go to his right to grab it. And then outraces Chapin to the bag at first to end the inning. So Morningside, they threaten after that double from Nicole Haugerson to left field. But they can't do anything with it. No runs, a base hit, no errors, one man left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings. Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Jared Sorensen comes back out. He'll throw here for the Stangs. Bottom half of the fourth inning, Hastings trailing Morningside by a score of 2-0. Ryan Schrod will come to the plate here for Hastings. We'll have 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order. The Broncos here in this inning to face Sorensen. The first pitch by Jared is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Schrod, he laid down his sacrifice back there in inning number one. Next pitch will be up high for ball 2-0 the count. Schrott in the first ball game, he had a sacrifice, had a single, and had another single, scored a run. He's actually 2-for-2 from the plate here today. Next pitch will be inside for a ball. It's now 3-0. Ryan Schrott trying to get a board here for Hastings in the fourth inning. 583 is his batting average to start the day. Schrott waving the bat here. Here comes the next pitch. He'll be inside for a ball. So on four straight pitches, they walk him. Base on balls delivered up there. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game. Gotten up now by Jared Sorensen. But Hastings has a base runner to lead off this fourth inning of play. They're trailing in the ball game on a score of 2-0. Jake Steets coming to the plate next. Steets, he grounded out to the shortstop back there in inning number one. There's a pitch going to be in there for a strike. Steets wanted to pull the trigger and did not. 0-1 the count to Steets. In the first ball game, he struck out once at a single and also flew out to right field. 1-for-3 in game number one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch now to Steets. A breaking pitch and he pops up out of the outfield. Going over to his right is Halgerson, the right fielder, and he grabs it for the out. Runner stays put at first base. So Jake Steets, he flies out to right field. Michael Lockerbie comes to the plate next. He is the first baseman. Lockerbie is 0-for-1 so far in this ballgame as he grounded out to the shortstop back there in inning number one. Lockerbie in the first ballgame today had a strikeout, had a bloop single to right field that produced two runs, and also flew out to left field. So he was 1-for-3 in game number one. There's a throw to first base. Not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Ryan Schrott for Hastings. Schrott, he has not attempted a stolen base so far this year. Hastings is a team 10 out of 18 on stealing bases. Schrott stays put. Pitch comes to the plate. Up high for a ball. Michael Lockerbie, and the count goes to 1-ball and 0-strikes. Briar Cliff will be in here tomorrow afternoon. Airtime will be at 12 o'clock noon here on 1230 KHAS. Here comes the next pitch from Sorensen. It's going to be hit on the ground toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. Scoots right on by the third base head coach, Steve Sponberg. 1-ball and 1-strike now to Michael Lockerbie, the first baseman for Hastings. Lockerbie so far this year, he's been hit by a pitch two times. He's got 4 strikeouts. He's got 4 walks. There's a throw to first base. Now they got him hemmed in between first and second base. He was leaning the wrong way, and they're going to make the tag down at second base. Ryan Schrott was leading the wrong way there. The throw came over from the pitcher Sorensen to first base, and then they had him in a rundown between first and second. And Hastings has a base runner erased off of the base pads there, Ryan Schrott. 2-3-4. They retire him down there. And now there's 2 men out. Next pitch can be up high for Lockerbie, and the count goes to 2-ball and 1-strike. So Hastings had a base runner in the fourth, but it's quickly erased here. Ryan Schrott is picked off on the play. Here comes a breaking pitch. It's way over the head of the catcher, Solomonson. He comes back to the screen. I mean, that was way, way over the head. That one got away from the pitcher, Jared Sorensen. Now the count is sitting at 3-ball and 1-strike. 3-1 the count here to Michael Lockerbie. If he can get aboard, we'll see Nick Williams here in this inning. Williams is due up there next. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. And the inning is over. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game now. No, check that. It's going to be the second strikeout. All right, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Don't get ahead of myself here. 3-2 is the count now to Michael Lockerbie. And here comes the 3-2 pitch. That one is going to be popped up. Popped up is going to be first base side. Drifting over across the foul line is going to be the first baseman, Meekum, and he grabs the ball for the out. So instead of the strikeout, he'll be tried on the very next pitch as he fouls out to the first baseman, Blake Meekum, and the inning is over. Hastings had a base runner, but he's picked off. Ryan Schrott is picked off between first and second base. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here today in the second half of the doubleheader. Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
This year at the Vital Signs Health Fair, check your vision, hearing, height and weight, and dispose of unused medications for free. Today, Amber Alerts, missing or runaway children are a big concern. Keep your child safe by participating in the Mason's Child Identification Program. All children 18 and younger can participate. Families receive a free kit with a picture, video interview, fingerprints, and a DNA swab. All good reasons to attend the Vital Signs Health Fair this weekend at the Adams County Fairgrounds, 7 to 1 each day.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan, Hastings College winning their first game today, 4-2 over Morningside. Looking for a sweep here to begin the conference season. They're trailing in this ball game, though, by a score of 2-0. Xander Schmidt comes back out. He'll throw for Hastings here in inning number 5. Morningside up to the plate here. We're going to have numbers 9, 1, and 2 to come on here in this inning. Eric Solomonson, the catcher. He flew out to center field his first time up there. Takes a pitch down low for a ball, and here's one inside for another ball. Two balls and no strikes. Jacob Lamoro, the center fielder, is due up there next, the top of the order, and we'll see Blake Meekum here in this inning. Here comes a 2-0 pitch by Xander. It's going to be up high for a ball, 3-0. Steve Sponberger's got some guys warming up again down there in the Bronco bullpen. Xander, he's only thrown 4 1/3 innings so far coming into this baseball game here today, and he's worked out here as we are now into the fifth inning of play. There's a fastball strike delivered up there. Three balls and one strike now to Solomonson, the catcher for Morningside. Here comes the next one from Xander. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him on 5 pitches. So base on balls, Solomonson heads down to first base on the play. So Xander hit a man in the first inning of play, had a walk in the second, and here's his second walk right here as he walks Solomonson, the catcher for Morningside, as he heads down to first base now. Here comes Jacob Lamoro coming to the plate next. Lamoro, he's been hit by a pitch. He's grounded out once. So now Xander works in the stretches. The ball is going to be hit to center field, a base hit. A hard hit ball to center. Picked up out there by Santos. And Morningside has now got runners on at first and second base. So a base hit here for the Mustangs. That's going to be base hit number 4. In the ball game for the Mustangs, we got a courtesy runner for the catcher now. That's a Derek Clayton running. Derek Clayton is down there at second base for Solomonson, the catcher from Morningside. So now they got their first two guys on here in the fifth inning. Blake Meekum comes to the plate next. Meekum is the first baseman. He's 0 for 2 so far in this ball game. He has grounded out once, and he's flown out to second base. Hastings will play with the infield in now, especially at first base. They lay down a bunt, fielded there by Schmidt. His play is the first. He goes there to record the out, but the sacrifice works. Meekum is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Moving down to second base in the play is going to be Lamoro. Moving over to third base in the play is going to be Clayton running for Solomonson. Now there's one man out here in the fifth inning. Morningside's got runners on at second and third base. We've got Nate Clark, their best hitter, coming up here. Nate Clark is up to the plate. He's 0 for 2, however, here in this ball game. So Xander Schmidt will work from the stretch here. The pitch to the plate is going to be down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Clark had a .432 batting average coming into the ball game here this afternoon. 38 base hits and 88 trips to the plate. He had 15 doubles, 2 triples, a home run, 18 RBIs, 8 base on balls, and 10 strikeouts. Here's the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. Again, Clark wanted to pull the trigger and did not. The count now at 1-1. So 1-1 the count. There's one man out here in the fifth inning, and Morningside has got a 2-0 lead over Hastings. Xander Schmidt comes set. Here's the next pitch to the plate, way outside for a ball, and down low, 2-1. Nolan Hoff would be next, and then we'll see Ryan DeFries. Now the catcher, Eric Anderson, is going to go out and have a couple of words with Xander Schmidt. And some folks warming up down there in the Hastings College bullpen, just in case. The Broncos not going to be a team that's going to come from 4 or 5 or 6 runs down in the ballgame. They still have the power up and down their lineup. At least they haven't shown that so far in their first 20 ball games of the season. So they're going to hang close in these ball games. 2-0 right now. That's a easy one to overcome. And now they're going to intentionally walk Nate Clark after Xander falls behind, 2 balls and no strikes. So Nate Clark is going to get a base on balls here. He heads down to first. That sets up a force at any base now. Now here comes Steve Sponberg out of the dugout for Hastings. So they have loaded up the bases now, the intentional walk to Nate Clark. And now Steve Sponberg is going to come out and talk with his infield at least, as they look to throw to Nolan Hoff. Hoff, he has grounded out twice so far in the ball game, twice to the shortstop. In the first ball game, he's hit into a double play. He's tapped one back to the pitcher, and he has struck out once. So Hoff today, out of the number 4 position, he is 0 for 5 in the ball game. Now the home plate umpire goes out. He's going to break up the conference here. It's going to be Xander staying in there for Hastings College. Two to nothing is the score. Morningside has got the lead, but the Mustangs threatening here. They got the bases juiced. Bases are loaded here in the fifth inning with Nolan Hoff coming to the plate here for the Mustangs. Bats from the left-hand side. Xander Schmidt offers one to the plate. Swung on and missed. Big swing there by Hoff. A swing and a miss. Sign of the day with a batting average of .333. Leads the team in runs scored with 23. He's 0 for his last 5, though. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. That ball's hit on the ground towards short. O'Brien has got it. Goes to second base for one. Over to first base. That's in time. A double play. Hastings turns a double play here to get out of the fifth inning of play. So a big double play ball turned there by the Broncos. A 6-4-3 double play to get out of here when Morningside had the bases loaded here in the fifth inning. So we avoid disaster right there. Morningside, they score no runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings. 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score. Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Bronco baseball coverage here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We move to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Hastings trailing 2-0. Here's Nick Williams leading things off on the very first pitch. He sends that one out to right field and grabbing it down around his knees there, coming in for a Morningside was the right fielder in Cole Halgerson. So Williams is down after just one pitch. Flies out to the right fielder, Halgerson. Ty O'Brien comes to the plate next. O'Brien, he grounded out in inning number 2. Morningside scoring both of their runs in the second inning. So far, Hastings is not threatened here in this second ball game as the next pitch can be fouled back to the screen. 0-1 the count. Hastings had a man at third base in the first inning, did not score. Went down in order in the second. Had a man on at first base in the third inning. Hit into a double play to end the inning. Only three guys came to the plate in the fourth inning as Hastings had a guy picked off. So the Broncos have not had a lot of base runners here in game number two. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and the count goes to two balls and one strike now to Ty O'Brien for Hastings. O'Brien's been doing a good job at shortstop here today defensively. He was 1-for-3 in the plate in game number one. Had a single in the sixth inning and scored a run. Grounded out the other two times. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's now three balls and one strike. 3-1 the count with one man out for Hastings here in the bottom half of the fifth. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. Next pitch is a fastball inside for a walk. That's the fourth ball there. So a walk given up by Jared Sorensen. And that's going to be the third walk of the ball game now for Sorensen. Tanner Campbell comes to the plate next. Campbell, he grounded out his first time up there. So Tanner Campbell to the plate now for Hastings. Started the day with a batting average of .326. Takes a big whack at that one and is swinging a miss. No balls and one strike. Briar Cliff in here tomorrow afternoon. We'll have the coverage on 1230 KHAS as we get our Bronco baseball season started in earnest here on the radio. Airtime will be at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow right back here at Duncan. No balls and one strike down to Tanner Campbell. Tries to lay down a bunt there and fouls it away. No balls and two strikes. So zip and two here to Tanner Campbell. He'll be followed up by Eric Anderson, the catcher, and then Donato Santos for Hastings. Morningside's got the lead over the Broncos here in game number two by a score of 2-0. Hastings with only one base hit here in this second ball game. There's the next pitch. Going to be outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes on Tanner Campbell. Jared Sorensen working out there for Morningside. He went all the way so far. In fact, we haven't seen anything out of the bullpen in either ball games for either team. There's a throw to first base. That was close over there. Ducking back in there was O'Brien for Hastings. Ty O'Brien stealing bases this year. 2 out of 4 for Hastings. 1-2 now here to Tanner Campbell. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is inside for a called third strike to throw down to second. That's not going to be in time. So Campbell, he goes down here at the plate on a strikeout. Ty O'Brien, he's going to be aboard at second base now with a stolen base. That's going to be strikeout number 3 in the ball game for Jared Sorensen and a called third strike on the inside corner in the left-hander. A stolen base down there for Ty O'Brien, who ends up at second. Eric Anderson comes to the plate next. He's the catcher for the Broncos. He is 0-for-1 so far in this ballgame. He's struck out there to begin the third. Back up here in the fifth inning. He takes a swing at that one and comes up with error. 0-1 to Eric Anderson. Eric also did the catching chores in game number one. Had a single in the third. Was picked off of the base pads, however. Grounded out once and then grounded back to the pitcher. There's the ball hit towards short. Scooped up there by Chapin. He goes to first high throw, but it's retrieved there by Meekum easily at first base, and the inning is over for Hastings as Eric Anderson, he grounds out to the shortstop at the end of the inning. Hastings scores no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score. Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
Shop local. Save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local. Save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You wouldn't think it could get any better, but it just did. At Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Now through the end of Truck Month, with your purchase of a new Ram, we will give you 3 years of maintenance free. That's right. The oil changes are on us for 3 years when you buy during Truck Month. Huge discounts, rates as low as 0% in the maintenance plan. Only at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Bronco baseball for you today. Xander Schmidt coming back out for Hastings. He will throw here in inning number 6. Hastings trailing Morningside by a score of 2-0 here in this one. As we look on into the Huskers today at Haymarket Park, they are now in the top half of the ninth inning. Still no score between Nebraska and Texas. Huskers winning the first ball game of the series last night. The second ball game, 0-0 is the score. Top of the ninth inning. Only 6 hits between the two teams. Each of them have 3. So far, nobody's been able to poke one across the plate here. We got the action going on in the breeze today. KOIQ 94.5. The score here in Hastings is 2-0. The Broncos are trailing Morningside after winning the first ball game 4-2 today. Xander Schmidt back out for the Broncos, and at the plate is Ryan DeFries for Morningside. Count to him is sitting at no balls and 2 strikes. So zip and 2 here on DeFries as Xander Schmidt rocks and fires. Next one is going to be down low for a ball. 1-2 the count. DeFries, he grounded out to the third baseman back there in inning number 4. Had a base on balls and scored a run in inning number 2. He's officially 0-1 here in this ball game with 1 run scored. Here comes the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. That ball is going to be hit deep to left field. Nick Williams goes over and he grabs the ball there for Hastings right near the foul line. A hard hit ball again, but right to left field. Nick Williams able to chase that one down there for Hastings. As Ryan DeFries, he flies out to left to begin the sixth inning of play. Cole Haugerson now comes to the plate here for Morningside. Haugerson, he has singled once. He had a double his last time up there. He has had a deep shot to left field his last time up there. He takes a swing at that one and comes up with the error. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one to Cole Haugerson, the right fielder here for Morningside. And he's 2-for-2 so far in this baseball game here today. Here's the next pitch. Squares around the butt and fouls that one away. No balls and 2 strikes now to Cole Haugerson. He started the day with a batting average of .348 for Morningside. 24 base hits and 69 trips to the plate. No home runs and 15 RBIs. After fouling away the pitch, Haugerson comes back to retrieve the bat here, and he's ready to go back in the right-hand batter's box. No balls and 2 strikes here to Haugerson. Xander Schmidt gets a sign from its catcher, Eric Anderson. Here's the next pitch. A fastball is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 1-2. 1-2 the count here to Cole Haugerson. Xander's next pitch is on the way. That's going to be popped up. Going to stay here in the infield. Who's going to call for it? It's going to be the second baseman, Steets, coming on, and he makes the catch on the grassy portion of the infield. Cole Haugerson is retiring the play as he flies out to the second baseman, Steets. 2 men up, 2 men down here from Morningside in the sixth inning of play. Ryan Moore comes to the plate next. Ryan Moore, he has singled. An RBI single, that was back in the second. And he's flown out to left field in his 2 plate appearances here in game number 2. He takes a look at the pitch there. He's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing at 1. Ryan Moore, a big old dude. He stands in there from the right-hand side. He's the transfer from Western Washington University. He's out of Washington. Now playing for Morningside up there in Sioux City. Just a junior from the Mustangs as he fouls away the next pitch. Falls behind here. No balls and 2 strikes. GPAC games this year will play 7 in the first half with doubleheaders. They'll go 9 in the second half unless they go extra innings in game number 1, and then it'll be a 7-inning ball game in the nightcap as well. That's a rule change from past years. Any more in line with what they do on a national scale when we head to the national playoffs, they go to 9-inning ball games the entire way. Next pitch will be fouled back over the screen out of play. And the count remains at 1-2 to Ryan Moore. Cole Chapin, the shortstop, is due up there next, and we'll see Eric Solomon, the catcher. 1-2 here with 2 men out for Morningside. Here comes the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. It's on the way, tapped to the right side. Steets moves to his left, grabs it, and goes to first, and Morningside is retired in the order here in the sixth inning. Good defense again by the Broncos. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score. Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
All right, they've went to the bottom of the ninth inning now at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. Nebraska and Texas still scoreless in the ballgame. Huskers have a chance to win it in the bottom half of the ninth inning. So they had a heck of a battle there today at Hawks Field. No score between Nebraska and Texas. Heading to the bottom of the ninth inning, we've got the action for you today on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tomorrow's ball game, by the way, with Nebraska and Texas also on the Breeze. That one will get underway at 12:05 is going to be their scheduled game time tomorrow. We'll be on the air with Bronco baseball tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Briar Cliff going to be in town to take on Hastings tomorrow. So the Broncos up to the plate now in the bottom half of the sixth inning. 2-0 is the score. Morningside's got the lead. This is Santos at the plate here for Hastings College. Coming back out and throwing here for Morningside. He's went all the way here this afternoon. That's Jared Sorensen in the second half of our doubleheader. So Santos at the plate here. Santos so far in this ball game, he has walked in his only plate appearance. That was back there in inning number 3. Santos in the first ball game for Hastings. He walked, flew out once, and he grounded out once. So Donato Santos at the plate here for Hastings College. Santos started the day with a batting average of .341. There's the next pitch swung on and missed. Now the catcher drops the third strike and the throw down to first base. That's going to be in time. Santos strikes out here in the sixth inning of play, but the catcher drops that third strike and he has to get it down to the first baseman down there for Morningside, Blake Meekum, to record the out. Now coming up there for Hastings is going to be the top of the order. Drew McGee as he comes to the plate next. McGee into a double play his last time up there. That was inning number 3. Had a single back there in the first. So Drew McGee will come to the plate now with Hastings needing some base runners. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0 here in this one. Jared Sorensen, very effective so far for Morningside here in this ball game. There's the ball that's going to be poked foul on the first base side. It's out of play, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Bright, sunshiny day here today to begin the Great Plains Athletic Conference season. There's a big swing and a miss there by Drew McGee, and he falls behind on the count now with no balls and two strikes. So 0-2 the count to McGee. We've got Ryan Schrod coming up there next for Hastings, and if the Broncos can get some base runners, we'll see Jake Steets up there after that. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count now is at 1-2. So 1-2 the count here to Drew McGee, who's officially the designated hitter here in the ball game today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now even up at 2-2. Two and two the count. Here's the next pitch by Sorensen. It's going to be inside. Up around the shoulders there. 3-2 now to Drew McGee. Ryan Schrod, the third baseman, is in the on-deck circle. He pops this one up, though. It's going to stay in the infield. In fact, right here at the plates. Coming back is going to be the catcher. And he makes the grab on the play. That's Eric Salmonson. So officially, McGee is going to foul out to the catcher here in the sixth inning. And now Ryan Schrod comes up there next. Schrod so far today, he's laid down a sacrifice. That was back there in the first inning. Then he got a board in the fourth inning as he recorded a walk. And then he was picked off of the base pads. So Ryan Schrod comes up there now. Here in the sixth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 in the second half of the doubleheader. There's a bouncing ball right side. It's going to be retrieved there by Meekum, the first baseman. He goes over and touches the bag. And that puts the Broncos down in order here in the sixth inning of play. So nothing going for the Broncos here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning now with a score of Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Well, don't forget to join us the first Tuesday of every month at Valentino's of Hastings for lunch. We'll have all the Broncos coaches on hand. You can ask questions and hear comments from the coaches. Enjoy a delicious lunch. That's the first Tuesday of every month. Bronco Talks. That's at Valentino's of Hastings between 12 and 1. Join us. There's a ball hit toward the second base. Jake Steets has got it for Hastings. He gets it over the first. That's going to be in time. So Cole Chapin is retired on the very first pitch that he sees here in the seventh inning of play. 4-3 officially, second to first base. Eric Solomonson coming up there next for Morningside. Eric, so far in this ball game, has flown out once, and he has reached on a base on balls. The down play in game number one. First pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. So Xander Schmidt, after running into some problems earlier in this ball game, has just kind of hung in there. He's still around here as he's throwing in the seventh inning of play. Solomonson so far, as far as batting is concerned here for Morningside, is hitting in a clip of 231. There's a curve ball that misses inside. And the count is sitting at two balls and one strike now to Eric Solomonson. He's the number nine hitter in the batting order. Six base hits, 26 trips to the plate. One double to his credit, no home runs, three RBIs. He pops that one off of the handle of the bat toward first base, and Lockerbie can't chase it down over there in foul territory. So the count is going to be at two balls and two strikes. And the scores from the earlier games today, Northwestern beat Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln 11-1. Hastings winners over Morningside here in Hastings 4-2. Briarcliff beat Midland in Sioux City today 5-1. And Doan winners over Mount Marty in Crete today 3-0. There's a swing and a miss. And a strikeout there. Xander with a little smoke thrown at that baby. Eric Solomonson, he goes down on a strikeout. I don't see that's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game now for Xander Schmidt. That went back there in the first inning of play. Rocks and fires there with a lot of smoke and strikes out the number nine hitter in the batting order here, and Eric Solomonson. So now we go back to the top of the order, but there's two men out here in the inning. This is going to be Jacob Lamaro coming to the plate next. Lamaro, left-handed hitter, as he fouls this one back to the screen, and the count is at no balls and two strikes. Lamaro, he was hit by a pitch in the first inning, grounded out in the second, and he had a single in the fifth inning of play. Four base hits for Morningside in this ball game, only one for Hastings. There's a ball hit toward left field, but that's going to curve over into foul territory. And the count remains at no balls and two strikes. Nebraska unable to score in the bottom half of the ninth inning. So they are still scoreless as they head to the top of the 10th. Nebraska and Texas today at Haymarket Park in Lincoln. There's the ball. It's going to be poked again toward left field, and again it's going to fall in foul territory. The count remains at no balls and two strikes. Again, we got the Huskers on the air today on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Bronco baseball for you here on 1230 KHIS. A busy day for baseball action here today. Here comes the next pitch by Xander Schmidt. It's on the way. That ball is going to be hit towards center field. Santos settles under it and makes the catch. And Morningside goes down in order for the second straight inning. As Jacob Lamoro, he's going to fly out to center to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning of play with a score of Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
You've been waiting all winter for it, and here it is. Savings Madness from Furniture Direct, an event loaded with the items you want, like Beautyrest Queen Firm Sets for $4.99, or recharge on a Beautyrest Queen Pillow Top Set for $7.99 with free local delivery. Ask about our 24 months no-interest financing. Save like mad now at Furniture Direct, on South Burlington behind Sonic, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today from 1230 KHIS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. So the Broncos, we need some base runners here. Bottom of the seventh inning, Hastings is trailing by a score of 2-0. Hastings with only one base hit in the ballgame. That was Drew McGee, who led off the second ballgame with a single. Hastings hasn't had a hit since. And up to the plate now for Hastings will be Jake Steets. He fouls away this first pitch to begin the seventh inning of play. So nothing and one to Jake Steets. He's grounded out once. He's flown out once. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be in shallow center field. In fact, going back is going to be the second baseman, and he grabs the ball right on the edge of the outfield grass. So Jake Steets flies out to the second baseman officially, right behind the bag at second. Michael Lockerbie comes to the plate next. Hastings has been hitting the ball pretty well. They had seven base hits in the opener today. As the team has been batting .294 as a team this year. Heck, when they were down in Arizona, they were scoring in double digits for a couple of those ball games. There's a ball hit to third base. It's going to be retrieved, and across the diamond it goes. Clark Meekum, the recording out there on Michael Lockerbie. So two up, two down here for Hastings. Nick Williams coming to the plate next. Williams, he struck out back there in the second inning of play, and he flew out to right field in the fifth, so he's 0 for 2 here in this ballgame. Waiting on the pitch here from Sorensen, and he pops that one up. It's going to stay in the infield over into foul territory, giving chase to the first baseman, Meekum, and he grabs the ball right in front of the Morningside dugout. So an easy inning there for Jared Sorensen and the Morningside Mustangs. As Nick Williams, he fouls out to the first baseman. So three up, three down for Hastings here in the seventh inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the eighth now with a score. Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ, all-wheel drive, blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today as we head to the eighth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. 2-0 is the score. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings College. Xander Schmidt back out for the Broncos. He'll throw in inning number 8. Morningside will send up Blake Meekham, Nate Clark, and Nolan Hoff. Numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order here to try to get to Xander Schmidt. 2 runs in the second inning for Morningside. That's been all she wrote here in this ball game. There's a big swing and a miss by Meekham as he's way out in front of that pitch there by Xander Schmidt. No balls and 2 strikes. Xander's given up 2 runs and 4 hits so far here in this ball game. There's a ball chopped foul, third base side. Still 0-2 the count. Xander Schmidt has got 2 walks and he's got 2 strikeouts. So for a guy that's thrown only 4 1/3 innings coming into the ball game here today, he's now got into the eighth inning here for head coach Steve Sponberg. Next pitch is going to be onside for a ball, and it's now 1-2. Hastings with only 1 base hit in the ball game, and that was the first guy to come to the plate here in this second ball game, Drew McGee. Next pitch will be fouled back to the screen, and the count remains at 1-2 strikes. Each team had 7 base hits in the opener. Hastings was able to beat Morningside by a score of 4-2. Winning pitcher in the first ball game was Andrew Kuda for Hastings. Here's the next pitch. Outside, down low for a ball. Meekham wanted to chase after it and did not. 2 balls, 2 strikes now to the first baseman from Morningside, Blake Meekham, as the Mustangs bat here in the top half of the eighth inning. Next ball is hit on the ground out toward third. Schrott has got it, comes across the diamond, rocks solid as he gets it right into the glove of Michael Lockerbie to record the out. Meekham is thrown out of the play from third to first. Boy, the Hastings College defense has been very good today. Only 1 error in a 2-ball game so far. The Broncos have turned a couple of double plays here in the twin bill as well. They got out of some big innings. In fact, the last one was back in the fifth when Morningside had the bases loaded and Hastings turns a double play to get out of the inning. So now we're going to go to work on Nate Clark. Clark with a base on balls. He has grounded out once. He has struck out once. So he's 0-2 so far in this ball game. First pitch is outside. The second one in the same place. 2 balls and no strikes. Clark in the first ball game, he was 2-3. He's their leading hitter. He came into the doubleheader with a batting average of .432 this afternoon. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. And the count now goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. This guy's got 1 home run. He's got 18 RBIs so far this year. He has struck out 10 times and has walked 8 times. Next pitch is in there for another strike right at the knees. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. I'll tell you what, back there about the fifth inning, I didn't expect to see Xander Schmidt still around by inning number 8. But he's still out there for Hastings. There's the next pitch, a swing and a miss. He's come up with some smoke there and he strikes him out. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game now for Xander. 2 up, 2 down here in the eighth. And now Nolan Hoff will come to the plate next. Hoff, he has grounded out twice, and he's hit into a double play in his 3 appearances here in the second ball game today. He's playing at second base defensively for the Mustangs. As a pitch comes in there, it's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Nolan Hoff. Hoff played in that first ball game as well. He hit into a double play. Grounded out once. He has struck out once. He hits that one to a left field. Coming over, he's going to be Williams, and he makes the catch. Nick Williams out there in left field. So again, 3 up, 3 down here for Morningside. In this eighth inning of play, as Nolan Hoff flies out to left field. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning with a score of Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
One of the most respected areas of the hospital has always been the OB nursery area. And that was something we all really wanted to continue.
The basis that the hospital was founded on, to take care of families, and that has always stayed the same.
You know, you've got generations. I can remember one nurse that I worked with. She actually could say, I delivered this person's mother, and go back several generations sometimes.
And I think it's all because they're all focused on the same issue, and that is the patient. Everybody focuses on that patient, no matter what role they play.
And I think that environment is what draws people here. We are getting OB patients that were coming from all over because they had heard such wonderful things about Mary Lanning.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up after our ball game today, we'll name our players of the game and also our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here. Then we get ready for more Bronco baseball tomorrow. Briar Cliff going to be in town. The Chargers, they are playing at home today up in Sioux City, so they'll be making an early morning trip down to Hastings tomorrow. They're facing Midland today. They won their first half of the doubleheader earlier this afternoon, 5-1, so they'll be in town. They'll have a 12 o'clock ball game with the Broncos tomorrow, and we'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS on Sunday. Broncos are trailing here in the second half with a doubleheader. 2-0 is the score. Only one base hit for Hastings so far. As they come into the plate here in the eighth inning is Ty O'Brien. He's going to send that one foul on the first base side out of play. O'Brien, he has grounded out once, and he's reached on a base on balls. He's got a stolen base, but he's left stranded back there in the fifth inning. He falls behind here. No balls and two strikes. Next pitch just outside for a ball. 1-2. Jared Sorensen throwing here for the Morningside Mustangs in this one. He has went all the way here for Morningside. There's the next pitch, a swing and a miss. A strikeout there, strikeout number 5 in the ball game now for Sorensen as O'Brien goes down. And that's going to send up Tanner Campbell next. So 5 strikeouts. He's got 3 walks so far. We're talking about Sorensen, the pitcher for Morningside. Coming to the plate here for Hastings will be, now we're going to see a pinch hitter coming up here for the Broncos. Braxton Arnold is going to come out here. He's going to pinch hit here in the 8th inning of play. Hastings looking for some offense. So Arnold comes to the plate here for Hastings, his first plate appearance of this doubleheader. He fouls away this next pitch back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-1. So Braxton Arntz to the plate. His batting average on the year is sitting at 163. He's got 7 base hits and 43 trips to the plate. There's a fastball up around the eyeballs there. Outside the strike zone, 2-1. Arndt is a junior from Papillion. Actually a transfer kid, we see, from Midland University. He hammers that one foul on the first base side. 2-2. Arndt is listed as a infielder and a pitcher. However, he's not been on the mound so far for the Broncos so far in this 2015 season so far. Up here in a pinch hit roll in the eighth inning of play. Next pitch is going to be onside for a ball. And he's worked to count full at 3-2. One man out. Hastings trailing in this ball game by a score of 2-0. Here's the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit over the head of the second baseman in the right field. So a base hit, a pinch hit, base hit here by Braxton Arndt. And he's on the base pads now at first base. And now the pitching coach for Morningside is going to make a trip out to the mound here. So Braxton Arndt gets a base hit here right over the head of the second baseman in the right field. And the Broncos now send the tying run to the plate here. And we're going to send another pinch hitter, I think, is going to come to the plate here for the Broncos. This is going to be Reed Stone. So Reed Stone is going to come out here. He's the Sutton, Nebraska product. So Reed Stone is playing for his former coach here at Hastings College. Reed, of course, a great career at Sutton High School. Coach Sponberg was the boys' basketball coach there at Sutton, was also an assistant football coach during his time at Sutton High before he moved on here to be the head coach of the Broncos. And now Reed Stone has followed him to Hastings to play baseball. And Reed has actually had he's got a 750 batting average, but he's 3 out of 4. He's been at 7 appearances. The ball hit to the right side. That gets through there for a base hit into right field. So back-to-back singles here by pitch hitters. Reed Stone, on the very first pitch that he sees, delivers up a single to right field. And now the lead run comes to the plate in the form of Donato Santos. So Steve Sponberg rolls the dice here in the bottom half of the eighth inning and gets a couple of pinch hitters to the plate, and both of them deliver, Arndt and Stone. And now Stone's going to check out here. And we're going to have a pinch runner over there at first base. And out there for Hastings is going to be Brandon Utrup. So Utrup is now running at first base for Hastings. We've got Arndt at second base. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. And coming to the plate here is going to be Santos. Santos has walked once. He has struck out once here in the ball game. Takes a look at the pitch there. It's going to be in there for a strike right on the outside corner. 0-1. Morningside will not hold the base runners on at first or second base. There's only one man out for Hastings here in the inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there as he drops in a curveball for a strike. Right across the center portion of the plate on Donato Santos. And on the count to him is at no balls and two strikes. Drew McGee is scheduled up there next for Hastings. We've got one man out with runners on at first and second base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be in the third base side. It's going to get out of play. So the count remains at no balls and two strikes. Jared Sorensen has went all the way here from Morningside. In fact, we have not seen anybody from the bullpen in either ballgame for either team today. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be up high outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. Hastings trying to battle back. They give up two runs in the second inning of play. It's played great defense to hang along here in this ball game. Not much offense, but Hastings still within striking distance. 2-0, they're trailing. Hastings has runners on it. First and second base. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And now the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count here to Donato Santos. For Hastings, he's our center fielder. Santos, a left-handed hitter. Here comes the pitch. Outside again for a ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes. All right, a couple of pinch hit singles here, and Hastings in business so far here in the eighth inning. Now Santos has worked the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch is swung on, popped up behind the plate here, and is going to get into the stands. So the guy remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Broncos have won 8 out of their last 10 games, including a 6-2 performance down on their spring road trip to Arizona, trying to keep the momentum alive. There's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back over the screen again out of the play. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Santos for Hastings. Santos, he has struck out 9 times. He has walked 3 times. He's got a 3-2 count here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Next pitch is going to be hit left side, and it's going to be in foul territory again. Giving chase was Nate Clark, the third baseman, but he did not get there. So Santos has fouled away the last 3 or 4 pitches, climbs back into the left-hand batter's box. Chance to be the hero here in this eighth inning with a man on at first and second base. Here's the next pitch, hit to the right side. That's a base hit into right field again. Steve Sponberg is going to hold the base runner at third, and Hastings has the bases loaded. 3 straight singles here by Hastings in the eighth inning. Arndt, Stone, and Santos, they've loaded up the bases here. And now the top of the order coming up here for the Broncos, Drew McGee. And now the head coach for Morningside is going to make a pitching change. Brian Drent is going to come out of the dugout for Morningside. He's going to make a pitching change here in the bottom of the eighth inning But Hastings loading up the bases, and they're trailing by two runs. So a pitching change coming up here for Morningside in the eighth inning of play. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 2, Hastings College nothing.
This year at the Vital Signs Health Fair, check your vision, hearing, height and weight, and dispose of unused medications for free. Today, Amber Alerts, missing or runaway children are a big concern. Keep your child safe by participating in the Mason's Child Identification Program. All children 18 and younger can participate. Families receive a free kit with a picture, video interview, fingerprints, and a DNA swab. All good reasons to attend the Vital Signs Health Fair this weekend at the Adams County Fairgrounds, 7 to 1 each day.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
1230 KHAS.
Jared Novotny is going to be the pitcher here for Morningside. He's the sophomore out of Ashland Greenwood High School. So Novotny comes in here in the eighth inning. There's a ground ball towards short. They pick it up there, go to second base for one over the first base. It's going to be wide of the target, and a run comes in to score. So Drew McGee is going to get aboard here for Hastings on the fielder's choice. A run comes in to score. That's going to be Arndt as he taps the bag at the plate to make it a 2-1 ball game. Moving over to third on the play. Hastings has a base runner. Santos, he is chopped down there at his second base. So now there's two outs in the inning. It's a 2-1 ball game. Hastings is still trailing in the ball game. This is Ryan Schrod coming to the plate next. Novotny, he is 2-0 on the season. He's making his 20th appearance of the season. He's thrown 17 and two-thirds innings. As the next pitch sails up high for a ball, Novotny has given up 18 base hits and 10 runs. Six of those have been earned. Six base on balls and 22 strikeouts. 254 teams are batting against him. He throws a strike there on the outside corner. There's now one ball and two strikes. Trying to put the fire out here. Hastings had the bases loaded. They get one down there at second base. A run comes in to score. It's a 2-1 ball game. Next pitch can be fouled away. Hastings has the tying run now at third base. That's Brandon Utrup running down there at third base for Reed Stone. We got an RBI, actually a pinch hit single back there earlier in this inning. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It's now 2-2. Nebraska and Texas, they're still tied, top of the 11th inning at Hawks Field, 0-0. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That baby's going to be tapped out here. Third baseman charging, grabs it, goes to first, and Morningside is out of the inning. Ryan Schrod, a little slow roller down the third baseline, retrieved there by Nate Clark, who makes a nice play on the ball, and the Broncos are out of this eighth inning of play. So a lot of promise there, but they come up with one run. They're still trailing in the ball game. We go to the top of the ninth now with a score. Morningside 2, Hastings 1.
Gary Michaels Clothiers has you covered for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Save 50% on all remaining men's and ladies' fall and winter clothing. So shop now for some terrific bargains. Those warmer days are ahead, so let Gary Michaels Clothiers dress you for those special occasions, such as weddings and graduations, with the most requested sale, the Early Bird Spring Promotion. Purchase any suit or sport coat at regular price and receive a free shirt and tie, a $100 value. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings or Kearney.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, we head to the ninth and final inning here today. 2-1 is the score. I guess I shouldn't say a final inning. Hastings is trying to battle back here. They get half of them back there in the eighth of the score run on three base hits. But unable to come up with anything more. Hastings had the bases loaded. Morningside wiggles their way out of things. Xander Schmidt coming back out. There's a ball hit down the line at third base. That's in fair territory. Right by the third baseman, Ryan Schrod, picked up out there by Nick Williams for Hastings. And a leadoff double here by Ryan DeFries. Ryan DeFries, the number five hitter in the batting order, gets a double on the very first pitch that he sees from Xander Schmidt here in the inning. Sends that one right down the line. Cole Haugerson is coming to the plate next for Morningside. And the Broncos, they got some guys out in the bullpen, but nobody up and throwing right now for Xander, who's went the entire way for Hastings here today. Well, you just don't see too many pitchers that can come out and throw nine total innings here. And Xander had only thrown four and a third coming into the ball game here today, but he's went the entire way so far as we head to the ninth inning. Haugerson will take a pitch outside for a ball here, 1-0 the count. So Morningside has got some insurance down there at second base trying to get them home here in the ninth. Xander looking for a sign from his catcher, Eric Anderson. Here comes the next pitch. Can be outside for another ball. Two balls and no strikes now to Cole Haugerson. And here comes Steve Sponberg as he hops out of the dugout. And he's going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound again. Bronco baseball here today on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. The Hastings bullpen has not been one of their strong points this year. They've given up some leads late in ball games because our bullpen has not been able to deliver, and I think that's why you're seeing the coach a little bit reluctant to maybe try somebody out there. Both of their pitchers today have gone, it's gone extremely well for him. Andrew Kuda went the entire seven innings in the first ball game, and now we're seeing Xander Schmidt working himself into the ninth inning here today. And the conference has been broken up here by a home plate umpire as the coach makes his way back across the third base foul line, back into the Hastings College dugout. 2-1 is the score. The Broncos are trailing here, Morningside. That was the fifth base hit for Morningside on that double down to the left field line by Ryan DeFries. Morningside is now out hit Hastings in this ball game by a score of 5-4. Haugerson to the plate next for Morningside. He's got a count of two balls and no strikes. Squares around the butt. Now pulls it back. The ball gets away from the catcher. Anderson to throw down to third base. Not in time. Now Morningside has got a guy at third base. The pitch was down low by Xander Schmidt. Eric Anderson couldn't control it there for the Broncos. It goes trickling over here to the right side. That's just enough time for DeFries to get down to third base on the play. Now it's three balls and no strikes here to Haugerson. Xander Schmidt comes set, fires one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike, 3-1. Ryan Moore will be next, and we'll see Cole Chapin. Morningside batting here in the top half of the ninth inning, already with a 2-1 lead over Hastings. Next pitch by Xander is going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So a walk given up there by Xander. Now they got runners on the corners at first and third base. Xander walked a guy in the first inning of play. Walked a couple in the fifth. And now Steve Sponberg is going to come back out, and that's going to be all she wrote here for Xander Schmidt. So we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for the Broncos. Xander knocked out here in the ninth inning of play. We'll take a break. The score, it's Morningside 2, Hastings College 1.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro Advantages and to request a free quote for a custom design building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings since 1969.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
So Michael Lockerbie is going to come on for Hastings here in this ninth inning of play. He'll move over from first base to the pitcher's mound. Lockerbie is now on the mound, and Alex Utrump will come in from the bench and play at first base. So Lockerbie is now into the ball game. He moves from first to the pitcher's mound. Lockerbie has thrown a total of, seven innings so far this year. He is 1-0 in the season, making his seventh appearance of the year. He's given up six hits in nine runs. Scores around him, but the ball gets away from the catcher. Now Anderson, it comes back to the screen, coming in from third base and scoring. And around the bag at second and coming down to third base, and the play is going to be Halgerson. So Lockerbie throws a wild pitch on his first ball thrown here in the ninth inning. DeFreeze comes in from third base to score to make it a 3-1 ball game. Halgerson moves all the way from first base to third base on the play. So now there's nobody out, and a guy is at third base. One run is already in. That run is going to be charged to the statistics of Xander Schmidt. This is Ryan Moore at the plate for Morningside. There's a pitch thrown there. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Michael Lockerbie teams are batting .240 against him. He's got four walks and two strikeouts during that seven innings that he's thrown for the Broncos this year. There's a strike that's delivered to the pair right down Broadway, right down the center portion of the plate. Two balls and one strike now. Morningside batting here in the top half of the ninth inning. Now leading by a score of 3-1. Next pitch can be fouled back to the screen. Now two balls and two strikes. Hastings can't let Morningside score too many here in the ninth. Again, they're not a team that's going to come from five or six runs down to grab wins in the ninth inning. Here comes the next pitch now by Michael Lockerbie as he looks in there for the sign from his catcher, Eric Anderson. It's on the way. It's going to be fouled away down the left field side in the Bronco bullpen. So Xander Schmidt today, he goes eight innings for Hastings, gives up five hits, three runs officially now, three strikeouts and four walks. Being relieved here in the ninth inning. There's the next pitch, fouled back over the screen into the seats. The count remains at two balls and two strikes. Players of the game coming up next, followed by the coach's postgame show before we get out of here this afternoon. Back here again tomorrow, 12 o'clock starting time. Hastings will take on Briarcliff tomorrow. Lockerbie comes set. Here's the next pitch to the plate. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. So Ryan Moore goes down. Strikeout number one in the ball game for Lockerbie. And now coming to the plate is going to be Cole Chapin. Chapin is the shortstop. Morningside has got a runner on at third base. A little insurance here in this ninth inning. They'd like to get home. Lockerbie trying to shut the door here. Chapin so far in the ball game has laid down his sacrifice. He has grounded out once. He has grounded out again. So he's 0 for 2 here in this ball game. Chapin also played in the first contest here for Morningside. Grounded out once and reached on an error. And now Steve Spomberg again is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound here. We'll discuss how they're going to pitch to Cole Chapin. Checking in on the Nebraska-Texas ball game. At Hawks Field, they are now in the bottom of the 11th inning. Still no score between Nebraska and Texas. Texas has got 3 hits in the ball game. Nebraska has got 5. Nobody's been able to put anything across the plate yet. 0-0. They're in the bottom half of the 11th inning. We've got the action today over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings College baseball here. It's a 3-1 ball game. Morningside has got the lead over the Broncos. This is Chapin coming to the plate next for Morningside. He's a left-handed hitter. Lockerbie is a right-handed thrower. Man is on at third base. That's going to be Halgerson. Lockerbie will work from the stretch. Checks the runner at third base, and here comes the pitch to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes now to Chapin. Salmonson, the catcher, is due up there next for the Mustangs. He's out there in the on-deck circle. 1 ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner as they nibble away here. 1 ball and 1 strike now to Cole Chapin. Morningside with 2 runs in the second inning. They've added a run here in the 9th. A double of base on balls and a strikeout so far for Morningside here in this 9th inning. Here comes an attempt to bunt laid down. A runner was coming down from third base and it's fouled away. So they tried to squeeze one home right there. But the bunt was in foul territory by Cole Chapin. So everybody's got to go back. Halgerson goes back to the bag at third. So they're trying to sneak one home there for Morningside. But Chapin can't get the bunt laid down. 1 ball and 2 strikes now the count to Chapin. Lockerbie again looks in for the sign. He's got it. Comes down to the mound. Looks at the runner at third base. Next pitch on the way. It's going to be outside for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Michael Lockerbie throwing now for the Broncos. Lockerbie is a junior from Elizabeth High School out in Elizabeth, Colorado. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. He goes after a bad pitch there, a breaking pitch. He was all messed up there. As Cole Chapin, he goes down. So back-to-back strikeouts here by Lockerbie since he came on for Xander Schmidt. And now we're going to see the opposing catcher coming up here, Eric Salmonson. He has struck out once, he has walked once, and he's flown out to right field. So he's 0-2 so far officially in this ball game. Coming to bat now, the number 9 here in the batting order. There's a breaking pitch that just misses. Grodd wants to know where that one is. And that one was, as it's returned back into the glove of Lockerbie, the pitcher for Hastings. 1-0 the count. Here comes the next one. That ball is going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. 1-1 the count now to the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Morningside. In the Hastings half of the 9th, we're going to see Steets, Lockerbie, and Williams scheduled up there. It'll be numbers 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order. Hastings is trailing right now by a couple of runs, 3-1. Next pitch on the way by Lockerbie. It's going to be popped up. It's popped up shallow left field, going back to shortstop. Grabbing it there for Hastings is O'Brien, and the inning is over. So Lockerbie comes on and mows down 3 guys in a row. And the inning is over here for Morningside, but they come up with 1 insurance run, 1 run on a base hit. No errors on Hastings and 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the 9th inning with a score. Morningside 3, Hastings College 1.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah, sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey,
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings coming out here in the ninth inning of play. Needing a couple of runs to continue this ball game. Jared Novotny is going to come back out here for Morningside as well. And he'll throw in the bottom of the ninth. They're trying to shut the door here for the Mustangs. 3-1 now is the score. Hastings will need a couple of runs here in the ninth to continue this thing. Jake Steets coming to the plate here for Hastings. Steets so far in the ball game, he is 0-3 so far today. He takes a pitch outside the strike zone here, 1-0 the count. So it's going to be Steets and Lockerbie and Williams. Then we'll see Ty O'Brien right on the meat of the order here for Hastings, the guys that have done the damage all season long. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 2-0 the count. Morningside has nobody up and throwing right now in the bullpen. There's a ball hit toward right field. It's going to be in foul territory, giving chase. And then ceasing the chase is Cole Halkerson as it falls out here into foul territory. 2-1 in the count now to Jake Steets. Bronco baseball here today opening up the conference season. Hastings won the opener today 4-2. There's a ball lying right in front of the top of the Morningside dugout on the first base side. 2-2 the count. Broncos picking up a big win in the opener, 4-2 over the Stangs. Andrew Kuda picked up the win on the mound for Hastings. Michael Lockerbie had a couple of RBIs in that ball game. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up by Steets. Going to stay in the infield. Shortstop is going to call for it, and he makes the catch. That's Chapin. So Jake Steets, he flies out to the shortstop. Cole Chapin for the first out here in the ninth inning. 32. Michael Lockerbie comes up there next. Lockerbie came on there in the ninth inning when Xander ran into trouble and mowed down the three guys that he faced. Two strikeouts and a fly out to end the inning. They got Hastings back to the dugout. We're at the bottom of the ninth with the Broncos trailing 3-1. The pitch there by Novotny is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike down to Michael Lockerbie for Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch as Novotny is working quickly here. Next one is going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. One man out for Hastings in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the next pitch by Novotny. That ball hits right back up to the middle. That's going to be a base hit as it gets into center field. Lockerbie gets a base hit. Keeps the Bronco hopes alive here. Lockerbie gets his first base hit of this ball game. So now the hits are even up at five apiece. Hastings only had a hit in the first inning. Then they went all the way to the eighth before they recorded another hit. Then they had three in a row, including two by some pinch hitters. Hastings scored a run in the eighth, and now they get one here in the ninth inning of play. And now coming into play, we're going to see another pinch hitter. This is going to be Grant Krause coming to the plate now. Krause is going to bat here in the ninth inning of play as he takes a strike here. So Grant Krause into the ball game now. He's going to pinch hit for Williams in this number five position. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and the count is sitting at one ball and one strike. Krause so far this year has a batting average of 174, four base hits, 23 trips to the plate. He's got one double, no home runs. He's got six RBIs. He's walked one time. He has struck out one time. Next pitch is hit on the ground toward third. They retrieve it there. Clark makes a nice play. A long throw across the diamond, and he's going to tag out the runner going to the bag at first. But a runner heads down to second base as well. Two nice plays there. Clark backhands the ball, first of all, at third base. Then he goes across the diamond with a throw. The throw was a little bit off of the bag. In fact, it was to the home plate side of first base. But the first baseman, Meekham, reaches back there and tags out Krause as he was coming down the line. So two nice plays there by the defense of Morningside. Krause is retired in the play from third to first. And now Ty O'Brien is going to come to the plate here. O'Brien, he's been playing at shortstop today for Hastings. He has struck out once, reached on a base on balls, and he's grounded out once. So the Broncos here in the bottom of the ninth has now got a runner on at second base, but they're down by two runs. It is 3-1 as O'Brien comes to the plate and takes a strike here. So nobody's been able to get to Novotny so far. He faced two batters in the eighth inning, and he's faced three so far here in the ninth, and he's retired two out of the three here in the ninth. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, nothing and two. Ty O'Brien, as Novotny tries to finish things off for Morningside. Next pitch is hit toward right field. Out there's Halgerson. He makes the catch. The ball game is over. Halgerson makes the catch. The ball game is over. Morningside wins the second half with a doubleheader over Hastings by the score of 3-1 over Hastings. Three runs, five base hits. No errors for Morningside. One run and five base hits and one error for Hastings College. So the Mustangs win the second half of the twin bill today by a score of 3-1. Back with a recap in 90 seconds.
This year at the Vital Signs Health Fair, check your vision, hearing, height and weight, and dispose of unused medications for free. Today, Amber Alerts, missing or runaway children are a big concern. Keep your child safe by participating in the Mason's Child Identification Program. All children 18 and younger can participate. Families receive a free kit with a picture, video interview, fingerprints, and a DNA swab. All good reasons to attend the Vital Signs Health Fair this weekend at the Adams County Fairgrounds, 7-1 each day.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Morningside comes back and wins the second half with a doubleheader today by a score of 3-1 over Hastings. Broncos just not enough offense here in game number two. Morningside got into a 2-0 lead after the second inning of play. Hastings did not really challenge until the eighth. In fact, we went hitless for most of the ball game. Hastings had a hit to lead off the second ball game by Drew McGee. Then we went to second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh innings without recording a hit. Then we got three in a row, two by some pinch hitters. Hastings scoring a run in the eighth. Broncos giving up a run in the ninth inning of play and unable to get anything going in the bottom of the ninth. And Hastings splits with Morningside today, winning 4-2, losing by a score of 3-1. So Hastings now 12-9 in the season. They would go to 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll get Briarcliff tomorrow. Here at home, Morningside will go to 20-7 after this one. They're now 1-1 in conference play.